We're in Simin Shin Gimel. We're up to Siv Tezvav, and we'll be doing Tezvav through Yud Zayin. So these are still halachas of what a woman could or couldn't wear on Shabbos in the street. Siv Tezvav. Yotzis bekesher she'osin l'refuas kituf ayin hara. These were different knots that they made for the sake of healing ayin hara. Shelo yishlot. That's the first thing. What we're talking about is at a time that was normal, and it's considered like a kemeya mumcha. It's considered like the normal thing to wear, and it worked. Second, uvamol hakosher umuhudak ba'ozna. A woman who keeps like cotton in her ear, but it's held very, very well, and this is to absorb liquid perhaps in her ear. Uvamolche besandala hakosher besandala. Similarly, a pad that she puts into her shoe, if it's actually attached to it, or ubesandal uminal hastumim mikol tzad afilu eino kosher muter. Or if you're talking about a shoe that is closed from all sides, even though it's not tied, but it sits very well, that's not considered carrying, that's part of the shoe. Uvamol shiskino lenidosa hago shelo yipol dam oleho v'yitzareno. This is when she's wearing something so that the blood doesn't fall on her skin in a way that would make her feel uncomfortable. But if it's simply to keep her clothes clean, that would be aser. That we said is atzulei tinof, which is not considered a beged. Further, afilu eino kosher. Now, true, this is not considered a not considered a masui. But why would not will you not be choshes that she'll carry it? The kiven shehu mos lo chashinim d'mashaklulei afilu yesh lo besiad. Even if this molch has something to carry it by, it's still mutter because we say that it's disgusting and she wouldn't remove it and walk home with it. Ube pilpel uve gargir melech, and a peppercorn or some salt. Uve chol bosem shetitin letoch pia, and any kind of perfume where she puts the object into her mouth. Now, the purpose of this pilpel was to take care of reyach apev, someone having bad breath, and the salt is to take care of some kind of disease in the teeth. Now the halacha is ubavach lo titen lechatchila b'shabbes. She can't put them there lechatchila on Shabbos because of refuah. V'im nafal lo tachzir, and if it fell, then she's not allowed to put it back because of refuah. The poskim say that the only thing that's usur or fuwa, they really ask a stira. The halach is that anything that's mishum reach is mutter. So why for bad breath do we say that it's usur, midin refuwa? So they answer that it depends. If you're walking with something in your mouth that smells good to counter your bad breath, that's mutter. Whereas if what you're doing is you're putting something on in order to cure your bad breath, that's considered refuah. That you couldn't put on Shabbos. She would have to come with it already on. Now, why, if it falls down, it's aser? Because that's considered putting on bitchila. If that's the case, that's only if it fell on the ground. But if it fell on something that's not, it's a similar halacha, the halachas of chazara with food. If it fell on, did not fall on the ground, the halachas, it's not considered a new beginning, and you're allowed to put it back. Some hold that if she puts it in on Shabbos, it looks as though she's just putting it in her mouth to carry it, but she really wants to get the pepper from one place to another. If that's the case, then it's even if it fell out onto any other object. Further, ubabate shokayim, shakoshim b'meshicha sviv shokeha. This is some kind of stocking that was tied. Even though the actual string that you tied it with is not connected to it, the lochashinan shem yistalshu lamata v'yotzube etzada. We're not afraid that it's going to fall down, and then she'll carry it home. V'yotzube etzada shemaniach b'zro o b'shog. She's allowed to wear a bracelet. V'hu shetei dvuka labaser v'lo tishamet. That is, if it's tight and it's not going to fall down. V'yesh misha osur b'shal zroa. There are those that asur b'shal zroa. What is this? Since this was worn in a place that's normally covered, so she wouldn't go and show it to anybody. Some asur b'shal zroa as a gzera, that maybe she'll still take it off. Sifte zayin b'chol ma she'chol alotzeis yochol atur b'shis harabim v'lo chashin d'lam masyula. Anything she's allowed to wear, she's allowed to even take it off and put it back on in the street. What's the reason? So Mishnah Berurah brings Tosfos Pshat, where if she remembers it Shabbos, she won't carry it. If she doesn't remember it Shabbos, then telling her she can't put it back isn't going to help, because she'll put it back because she forgot it was Shabbos. Yud Zayin Yesh Osim Lovi Mafteach Afilu B'chotzer B'chatzar Abayis Kim B'yodo Avalo B'chaguroso Shem Yishkaf Yotzeinu Lushus Harabim. So Lamaisa, we're going to see all about this. This is talking about a chotzer mu'reves, and this day holds that you're allowed to carry something in the house, but you're not allowed to wear something in the house in a way that it's usher for wearing. That means to go ahead and wear something that we say is usher to wear midaraisa or midrabanan, that you're not allowed to do. But the carry, because there you may forget yourself, but the carry behedya, you're not going to forget yourself.